The only guy with two first names that I trust, Derek Taylor. How's it going, bud?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You're in Hamilton right now for the kickoff to the CFL season. Riders taking on the Ticats. You can hear this beauty on the air. 4 o'clock for the pregame show. Kickoff is at 5. Your first regular season game. I mean, I know you had the first preseason game out of the way, but are you a little nervous, just like the first preseason game?
No, not really. To tell you the truth, just having done a couple of them already, this one means more. And actually, as you know, like, preseason rosters can be 60, 70 players deep.
Mm-hmm.
This time, down to 45 apiece. I know most of them, so this should be a little bit easier, actually.
Some of those guys not in the lineup tonight. Solomon Elamimian, Brennan Labatt, Emmanuel Arsenault, they're all not going to be playing. Elamimian and Arsenault are expected to be big contributors this year. Labatt being out is a big kick to the pants. Who's going to have to step up for those three guys?
So, Labatt from left guard. So Philip Blake slides in there. So it's nice to have a veteran left guard to be able to move right in there. And just from talking to Coach Craig Dickinson, it doesn't sound like Labatt is a six-game injury, though he's on the six-game injured list. It doesn't sound like it is that serious or, you know, anything that's even remotely season-threatening. So there's some at least good news in that. And, yeah, we look forward to Manny, you know, maybe next week, maybe the week after, getting to see him in green for the first time.
When it comes to the offense, everyone's talking about Zach Caleros. On our Facebook page, I asked the question, what are your predictions for the 2019 season? And everyone is like, if Zach plays well, we do good. If he plays bad, we're not making the playoffs. You are a huge supporter of Zach Caleros, so pump up your boy. How do you think he's going to do tonight?
I think he's going to be fantastic. Everything is about how it all works together, right? Because the quarterback doesn't do it alone, receivers don't do it alone, and coaches don't do it alone. So if the offensive coordinator, Stephen McAdoo, puts Caleros in the best chance to succeed, things he does well, his awareness in the pocket, his ability to throw the ball deep, if he's able to do those things, I think things go really well for the Riders because they have some receivers that can absolutely make plays. So I think things go well. We're all just kind of waiting, and the folks on Facebook are waiting for the shoe to drop, right? What happens when Zach takes the first real big hit of the season? And what if the league keeps letting players hit him in the head? And then the season, who knows what happens after that. But fingers crossed that the CFL has figured it out and knows how to control that. And Zach can go through 18 games unscathed.
One guy on the defensive side of the ball that I have my eye on, Nick Marshall. He had an amazing rookie season. Who do you have your eye on when it comes to the defense?
It's a little obvious, but I'm excited to see Micah Johnson play for 18 games. The guy they got from Calgary, big, giant defensive tackle, and was such a destroyer of offenses for his time in Calgary. That a defensive tackle would get double-digit sacks is something that we haven't seen in as far back as I can track is 16 years, and we haven't seen it in that time. So I'm excited to see him play 18 games and just see how much that defense is going to just crush the souls of opposing quarterbacks. I'm super jazzed for that.
Everyone is talking about their predictions, as they do when the CFL season starts up. Let's hear it. Prediction time. How do you think the Riders are going to do, Mr. Derek Taylor?
I picked them on our show on Monday. We picked 1-5 in the West. I had the Riders to finish third, and that's trying to average out a range of outcomes for Caleros. If he's hurt and he plays one game, their third is going to be a dream. If he plays all 18 games, they're going to finish higher than third. So third, I think, is a reasonable expectation. You get into the playoffs, you can do some damage there, and if you're healthy when the playoffs roll around, you're going to prosper.
In Caleros we trust, hey? In Caleros
exactly.
We trust. Derek Taylor, voice of the Riders. You can hear his sexy voice at 4 o'clock here on Cruise FM when the pregame starts. Kickoff is at 5. Have a good call tonight and have fun, bud.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.